Welcome to the new sound of online radio. Welcome to the sound of Universal Broadcasting Network. A mix of today's hits and hard-to-find favorites, combined with the most entertaining and intriguing talk anywhere. This is your sound. This is the sound of Universal Broadcasting Network at UPNRadio.com.
Your host is a dating strategist and writer who coaches singles on how to find love. Her book, D is for Dating, column on JDate, and many TV appearances have helped hundreds of daters make a match. Whether you're single, married, dating, or anything in between, get ready for a conscious conversation about love in the modern world. Get ready for Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D, where we take a modern approach to dating and relationships. We're your place to get helpful advice and tips, whether you're in a relationship right now or looking to find one. My name's Damona Hoffman, but I also go by Dear Mrs. D, and I'm here to answer your deepest dating questions and get you the right relationship advice for your situation. Today, we're discussing the holiday on everyone's mind, Valentine's Day. From celebrities to sex toys, we've got all your gossip, trends, and advice in the world of relationships here for you. Our guests for today are Irad Eyal. He's the author of the best-selling book, Sex Degrees of Separation. Joining us later in the show is Dr. Holly to discuss our popular Toys for Tots, Sex Toys Without Stigmas. And, of course, we have our producer, Natasha, also in the studio here with us today.
Good morning, Damona. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling. I'm excited for Valentine's Day.
Me too.
I haven't gotten a gift for my husband, but we'll figure out something between now and tomorrow.
Something to wear.
Thanks to all of you for joining us on Dates and Mates on a new network, UBN. Today is our first show on UBN. We're really excited to be here. You can keep up to date with Dear Mrs. D at DearMrsD.com and on Facebook. Follow me. Facebook.com/DearMrsD. There you can also catch our recent news and see clips of our shows, dating tips, and get your free dating advice. So we also have a YouTube page where you can see my beautiful mug. YouTube.com/DearMrsD. At the end of the show, we're going to open up the lines for your questions, and you can also post your questions on our chat roll at ubnradio.com. So you can sign in with your Facebook or Twitter or call us live if you have burning questions for me or for Irad or Natasha or Dr. Holly at 323-284-7826. 323-284-7826. I'll remind you that phone number when we get closer to the question answering time. So joining us now, Irad Eyal, a television writer and producer since 2000, cutting his teeth at Oxygen Network, producing the websites for Xena Warrior Princess.
Popular.
I didn't know that. Xena Warrior Princess. Interesting. So he has quite a... I should actually have you do the sex toy segment because he has a knowledge after Xena, I'm sure, of leather bustiers and dragons and swords. And that led him to sell his first series, a puppet show about women prisoners. So working as a reality TV exec, Irad directed the primetime series Wife Swap, one of my fave shows. And he also started his own production company, Human Entertainment Lab. Currently, he resides in Santa Monica with his lovely wife and two-year-old daughter. And he, of course, is here because he is the author of a best-selling book, Sex Degrees of Separation, with Chronicle Books. Joining us now on Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D here on the UBN network is Irad Eyal.
Hi, great to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here. So what the heck prompted you to write this book?
I think the thing is that we're so swamped with celebrity dating info. It comes in everywhere. It's on TMZ. It's in Us Weekly. But nobody had sort of a comprehensive, you know, catalog, an atlas or a map to how all these celebrities are related. I mean, really, it actually went back to my summer camp. I worked at this camp in the Florida Keys. And, you know, I was a counselor. And when you're dealing with a bunch of kids and, you know, you're separated from society, their hookups will happen. And after the second session there, we made a big chart of how all the counselors and, you know, a few of the campers had hooked up to see this, just a map of who was connected to who. And it had always stayed in my mind as something that would be worth doing on a larger scale. And so the book was really intended to be that atlas combined, you know, basically letting you chart every celebrity relationship, who's connected to who. And you can really get from, you know, you can get from one celebrity to another just by looking at who they've slept with.
It's quite fascinating and really very, you made it easy for those of us who don't read many books to really follow. Like you really laid it out in a chart format so you can see how, you know, Russell Brand came from Kate Moss and goes to Katy Perry. I mean,
everybody's connected. I mean, first
everybody's
of all,
crazy. It's crazy.
Folks out there, use a condom, please. Be safe, because if you really are sleeping with everybody that somebody else has slept with, then you're sleeping with Mick Jagger, essentially. But what what the book sort of proved was you could get from, you know, Jack White to Jack Black through a series of relationships. Pretty much everybody's connected. And I think, you know, you could probably apply this to, you know, students at Harvard Medical School. They've probably all slept with each other, too. So but with celebrities, the cool thing is we have a record. There's no moment in their lives. There's no date. There's no, like, behind the bleachers moment that isn't documented and photographed.
It's kind of scary when you think about it.
I find like it's romantic.
So speaking of romantic, Valentine's Day is coming up. What do you think we're going to see this Valentine's Day, like on the front page of all the papers and websites? Who are we going to see out and about, you think, tomorrow?
Sure. Well, you know, you track these relationships and you can kind of get an idea of people's personalities. And if I were a betting guy, I would put my money on Katy Perry and John getting engaged. And I'll tell you why.
What?
No, you don't think so?
You just jumped right there. The ink's not even dry on the divorce papers.
Well, it's been a year or two. How long?
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, if you look at Katie's, well, first of all, this is like exactly her type. To go from Russell Brand to John Mayer is so obvious. Like, if there's any other bad boy in America, you know, who's probably like a worse person to go out with. I couldn't think of one than, you know, worse than John Mayer. But she, you know, she dated Russell Brand for not even a year before they got married. So I think, you know, the clock is ticking on this relationship. Either they need to get married or he needs to cheat on her.
Uh-oh. Well, he's gotten around pretty well in Hollywood. He's had his fair share of ladies across the spectrum.
John Mayer is what we in the business would call a connector. And ooh, if you look at his relationships, you know, he's pretty much dated everybody. I can run through a list of the names, but it's Jennifer Aniston, Cameron Diaz, Jessica Simpson, even Jennifer Love Hewitt. You know, it sort of runs the list of all of the, you know, available women in Hollywood. So I would not bet on him. You know, they might get engaged. I wouldn't count on the wedding.
Girls love a guy with a guitar. I don't know.
Well, what is it about that?
It's just sexy. Yeah, it's just sexy. You know, it's like that whole idea of being serenaded. What do you like about that, producer Natasha?
About
a guy with a guitar.
Not much. He probably can't pay his rent, so I might have to be paying his rent for him. So I'm not attracted to the musician
exactly
type.
Yeah, that was, I wasn't even, when before I was married, now I'm like very married, but I wasn't even thinking about that. And I just like would always fall for these musicians and I'd go to their gig and, you know, it'd be like me and 10 other girls.
But after that third or fourth or fifth gig, it starts to wear out, right?
Yeah, I couldn't hang, so I got a nice guy instead. Okay, so here's what I want to know. With celebrities, you were saying like they're dating in the public eye, but it's not all that different, really, than what happens in any sort of microcosm, any community, where you're spending a lot of time with people. You know, you go on set, these celebrities go on set, and they're spending 14 hours a day with whoever they end up then dating. So what do you think is the makes the celebrity experience unique? Like, what is the fascination with celebrities' relationship status? Because, you know, it's going to change in a couple minutes anyway. Like, why do people even care?
I think that we want to see them reproduce and make beautiful babies together. I think that's sort of that's my personal take on it. But, you know, look, we're fascinated with these people. There's nothing more scandalous than romance and sex. I want to have sex with some of them. I hope my wife's not listening. But you know, we want to track it, and we want to see what's going on in their romantic lives. And the truth is, celebrities can get away with a lot more than, you know, civilians can, or at least they think they can. And so there's a lot more drama in their lives.
Do you ever get mad when you like hear about a celebrity having a relationship with someone that you didn't want them to have a relationship with, even though you're married? Like, sometimes I'm just mad about Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux, because I feel like I had him first, but I seem to be married to someone else anyway. I've never met him.
I'm sure he's a lovely guy.
I'm sure he's not. That's the thing. I don't know. Maybe he is a lovely guy, but I don't know. I get this like weird obsession. So what do you think that celebrity relationships can teach us about dating friends and coworkers? Because there's some risks there, right?
Sure. Well, you know, as you mentioned, a lot of these celebrities end up hooking up on location. They're off in some random place. They're away from their family if they have one. They're under these extreme circumstances. Maybe they have sex scenes together. And I think it's only natural that you end up dating the people that you work with. And that might be actors. That might be the camera guy. You know, it's the
Julia Roberts.
Exactly.
Right?
It's the people that are around you. And I think, you know, I think that's only natural, and it happens to all of us. The one thing that I think we can learn from them is that these extreme situations that love seems to blossom in, you know, whether you're on Survivor or you're off shooting a movie in, you know, in Morocco or something like that, they don't necessarily make for the best long-term relationships. And I would cite The Bachelor as a perfect example of this. You know, we've had like, what, 23, 24 bachelors and bachelorettes, and only three of those couples are still together. And on average, even if they got engaged in the finale, they're only lasting, you know, 3 to 6 months in those relationships.
What do you think that is? Is it like it's just not a real relationship? I mean, they go into this house where they're trying to get a rose for a couple.
What's not real
months.
About that?
I know. And then they have to go back to their real life, and they don't live in the same city many times. Is it that, or is it something else that is causing them to not really be in love long-term?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. This is not a natural situation. For example, I once went on a cruise to Mexico. It was a 3-day cruise.
Was your wife there?
This was no pre-wife. We were drunk the entire time. I think they call it a booze cruise. And and I fell in love. Now, when you sober up after that experience, you know, you realize it's not exactly love. And I think the same thing happens. These people are under the spotlight, they're being interviewed, they're up all night, they're drinking, they're flying around the country going, you know, to visit the family of their future husband or wife.
Their
and it's just not
haze
reality.
Wears off
and exactly.
They sober up and they said, "What happened?" But isn't it also like the competition, like when you're talking about The Bachelor, is, you know, there is that innate competition for attention, and for, you know, guys are driven to compete for women's affections. But then, like, when the competition's over, it's like, oh, well, who cares anyway? I don't want to be with this lady.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, that happens with celebrities too. There's a lot of competition when, you know, when Justin Timberlake broke up with Cameron Diaz and shows up the next day at a big event with Jessica Biel, it's going to turn into a giant fight that, you know, makes all the trades and the gossip columns. Because of that competitive thing, you don't want to lose somebody. You don't want to lose them in public.
I wonder if some of that is just publicity, though, too. Because sometimes the timing is just like, oh, it's just so convenient. Like, your movie's coming out, and now you happen to show up with this new girl. I don't know.
New girl, new baby. Mm-hmm. Whatever it takes to market a movie.
We'll get to that, Kim Ye. I'm here with Irad Eyal, the author of the best-selling book Sex Degrees of Separation. Are you tired of not getting the messages returned when you're online dating? You're not getting those flirts, those clicks, no one checking out your profile? My brand new book, Spin Your Web, How to Brand Yourself for Successful Online Dating, can help you. It sets you up for more responses and at a faster rate and can lead you to more dates and increase your chance of meeting someone special. You can find Spin Your Web at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Vook, and Kindle, and wherever books are sold. This is Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D at Universal Broadcasting Network, and we're broadcasting live from the Sunset Strip. We are on the Sunset Strip, Sunset Gower Studios. So I want to get into I touched on Kimye a little bit, which I don't know. I think Kim is really, she's very savvy and very good at getting publicity for
sex
whatever,
tape.
Right? Very convenient. So she just so happens to be pregnant now. What do you make of this whole Kimye business? What's your take on it?
It's clearly true love, and I couldn't, wish it for a happier couple. No, I think it's a, look, she knows how to work it. She definitely knows how to work it, but a baby's a baby, and anyone out there who has kids knows that it's not really the fastest, it's not the easiest way to get publicity. I would go with the sex tape over the baby any day. But the things that
we
I'm
know
hearing,
how hard that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like, you're getting yourself into 18 plus years of.
But you know what? I don't think it's going to be that hard for Kim, because I don't know if you saw this story. They're planning on building an entire nanny wing for the child. Mm. It's going to be 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, a nursery, a kitchen, a helicopter pad. I made that part up. But it's this. It's basically a house, a whole separate house for the kid.
I see.
Which
I don't
is
get
great.
That. But I don't get that. Like, why have children if you're not going to have children? You know? And then you got the nanny, and then the nanny gets more time with your spouse than you do, and then they fall in love with the nanny, and next thing you know, you're getting on the tabloids for that.
Yeah, it's like they basically want like a timeshare baby, I think. They'll take her out for photo ops, they'll, some cute pictures, and then back to the mansion.
Yeah. Well, he did say that she is his perfect bitch. So I can say that here. Yeah, we're on UBN.
Bitch.
So I mean, if that's not a good fatherly behavior, I don't know what is. Well, Irad, you're also a television producer behind many successful reality TV series, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Deal or No Deal, Big Brother, and author of the amazing book, Sex Degrees of Separation. So as a television producer, you must see stars fall in and out of love all the time. Is there some sort of pattern behind this, or do you think it's just out of convenience that this happens?
Well, on a reality show, which is my expertise, you definitely see it starting, and guess what? You try to help promote it most of the time, and I think it's just like romance anywhere. You see people flirting, you see people looking at each other, and then you try to get them together in a secluded place and see what happens. I don't think there's not really anything unique about that. I think it's just like everybody else.
I'm dying to know the whole Nene Leakes. I love her, by the way.
She's Nene, fantastic. Hi, Nene.
So what's the deal with her and her ex-husband, the husband again? They're getting back together. They're back together.
Yeah, I can't reveal anything. But what I can say is that, I think it's complicated. And I think they truly do love each other. We saw that in the very beginning in season 1. And I think it's, one of those things. Love is just a complicated thing. And people will split up and get back together. And I think that's what you're seeing here.
It must be hard to, when you have a relationship that exists before your fame, and like, how do you maintain that when you're suddenly now your relationship is in the spotlight, when before it was just like,
I think it is really hard for celebrities to start a relationship and also to end it. I think, once they're together, the society has sort of accepted it. But in the very beginning, you'll often see that, there'll be a photo of a couple out together. The publicists will immediately deny that there's a relationship, and they'll issue some press release saying that they're just friends, right? Now, after you've seen them out a couple of times, they're going to basically admit to it, and they'll start gushing about it on the press or in interviews. Their boyfriend or girlfriend will show up at the junket with the puppy. And that's sort of the honeymoon for celebrity relationships. But it immediately jumps to the engagement, now they're together. Well, when are they going to get engaged? They're getting older. We start talking to their grandmother to find out how she feels about it. Everybody gets involved in speculating about kids and about the engagement. And then I think once they, obviously if it doesn't end up in love, if they don't get married, then it's, again, up to the publicist to try to explain why their busy schedules are keeping them apart, why, you know, the distance from one shoot to another. And so I think it's really challenging, actually, for them to do it under this in this fishbowl.
But we're also seeing a lot of celebrities now that it seems like they're doing it out of order, too. Like, the first comes love, then comes baby, then maybe comes marriage. Like, of course, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with Kim and Kanye with the whole Chris Humphries, you know, divorce situation. She may still be married to Chris when she has her baby. He may be the legal father. Do you hear this? He may be the legal father, right?
Yep, in the state of California.
Works. Wow.
Yeah. California is a crazy place. Glad to live here. But, I mean, they're not the only ones. And, you know, you look at even Brad and Angelina, who, like, really made a statement about it. You know, we're not going to get married because, you know, we want our gay brothers and sisters to be able to get married first. But, you know, do you feel like this has an impact?
That's pretty much bullshit, though, isn't
it? I don't know.
I think you could. Well,
didn't
look,
work
I
out
support,
so well last time when she got married,
right,
did
exactly.
It?
Right, exactly. I mean, I support gay
time?
Marriage and all
Which
that,
times?
But it yeah. seems like you can always come up with an excuse not to commit. You know what I mean?
I think they're pretty committed with, like, 17 children. I think they're kind of in it, right? What do you do at that point? But do you think, you know, what you see in celebrity lives is impacting cultural attitudes towards marriage?
Anyone who
children?
Takes their cues from Kim and Kanye needs to really check themselves. I don't think so. I think it's a reflection of society. It's a reflection of where we are right now. You know, there's plenty of civilian, regular folks that are having babies out of wedlock. I don't think celebrities have that kind of influence on us, especially not these celebrities.
Well, that's a very altruistic approach to take.
Do you think they're affecting it?
I think they do, actually. I think in many ways, but in my opinion, it was just about time for us to not be so married to getting married. I love being married, but I acknowledge that it's not for everyone. But I do think it's important for people to have an understanding of where they are in their relationship, and especially, like, if you're going to have kids with somebody. That is a lot of work, unless you have a nanny wing like Kim.
Exactly.
That's a lot of work. So you got to know that your partner is going to be there to support you, right?
All right. Can I jump off of the Brad Pitt thing just for a little sex degrees fun and throw a little test at you?
Okay. Yes.
This is a really tough one. Everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get, you know, through sexual romantic relationships, how do you get from Mike Tyson to Gwyneth Paltrow? And I gave you a little clue about Brad in the middle there.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Robin Givens to.
Should I check the book?
Very good.
Is there an index here?
No, you nailed it. That's it. Mike Tyson was married to Robin Givens.
Right.
She dated Brad Pitt in 1989.
No way.
When she was estranged, like, from Mike Tyson.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And actually, Mike Tyson threatened to beat the shit out of him. Beat the shit out of Brad Pitt if he showed up on his driveway.
See, if
Howard Stern would kick his ass.
If Mike Tyson says that, you believe it. You know, like, that's not an idle threat. He will beat the shit out of you.
Keep your ears. You don't mess with him. And then Brad, you know, was engaged to Gwyneth.
Oh, that's good. I had a friend that had a fling with Brad. It was very secret. Like, she couldn't tell anybody, and she had to, like, creep,
now you can
creep
tell.
Up into the. No, I really can't. But she's happily married now. He's happily whatever he's doing. We're going to take a little bit of a break. But if you have questions about the show, you want to get some dating advice, you want to know about the sex degrees of separation, post them on our Facebook wall or let us know on the UBN live chat. And don't forget to like our Facebook page while you're there. We're here with Irad Eyal. He is the author of the amazing best-selling book, Sex Degrees of Separation.
Being single got you down? Frustrated with your dating life? Tired of being alone on Valentine's Day? In 2003, I decided to stop pulling at my hair, crying myself to sleep, and watching another Valentine's Day come and go. That's the year I turned all my misses into a missus. I'm Dear Mrs. D, former Hollywood casting director. Utterly disappointed with a go-nowhere love life, I took the role-winning audition techniques I used to teach actors and applied them to dating. I posted a marketable profile online promoting my number one product, me. And after only a few months online, I met and married the love of my life. A loving, healthy relationship isn't just going to show up on your doorstep. Put yourself out there the right way. My new book, Spin Your Web, How to Brand Yourself for Successful Online Dating, gives you all the advice and tips and secrets to advertising your own number one product, you. Spin your web to find your soulmate now.
Welcome back. You're tuned in at the Universal Broadcasting Network, broadcasting live from Sunset Gower Studios in Hollywood. We're your home for self-improvement, gossip, love advice, and, of course, world music. I'm Dear Mrs. D, and we're talking about doing something different with your dating life today. I am here with Irad Eyal. He's the author of Sex Degrees of Separation, the best-selling celebrity relationship book. You can get it on Amazon.com. I have my copy here, and I'm not letting it go. During the break, Irad was we were chatting about we had left off talking about Brad Pitt.
And so I have a question for you, because the book, you know, the book has lots of different sections, lots of juicy data about celebrities and things like that. And there's actually a sidebar all about celebrity penises.
Oh, my God.
And
wait, what page is this on?
Oh, I need to dig it up. But one of the things that, you know, there every once in a while, a breakup happens.
This is a photo book, too, right?
It is. That's right. It's got a lot of pictures.
Sorry, go on.
It is a G-rated, perfect for the family.
Yeah. It is. Okay, so...
So, yeah. So, you know, when there's a breakup, sometimes people aren't happy and they leak different bits of information to the press. Oh, and yeah. Juliette Lewis once said about Brad Pitt that he was, quote, no big deal, while pointing down to her crotch region. So I was just wondering if your friend had any thoughts about that or had mentioned anything about it.
No? She hadn't, but I might have to ask her opinion.
To dig into that.
But, you know...
Brittany said the same thing about Justin.
Oh,
Justin
well,
Timberlake. She said he had a wee problem down there.
Maybe hers was just too loose.
Oh, snap or no snap.
Oh, snap.
Maybe.
Oh, snap. We are going to be talking about sex toys later, so maybe we'll save
the
raunchy
penis talk,
talk
for later. Well done.
You know who I do want to talk about, though? Chris Brown and Rihanna. Like, this is all I've heard about for the last 4 years to the last like minute. But it seems like now, of course, everybody's really talking. I just did a Celeb Buzz article talking about Chris and Rihanna. Do you think, does love make us dumb? Or I don't want to presume that you believe that it's dumb for them to get back together. But, you know, for those of you who've been living under a rock for the last 4 years, you know, there was a physical altercation between Chris and Rihanna. And she went off and did her own thing, met some other people. They came back together. And now she says she's going to follow her heart and she's getting back together with Chris Brown. Is she stupid for this? Or...
Look,
am I
from
just seeing
outside,
it from the wrong perspective?
I think it's pretty obvious that that's not the smartest move. She did say something about if he gets, you know, if he messes up again, it's really over this time. But I think anybody, you know, we
what does he have to do? Like stab her? Come on! I'm sorry. That just, I don't have much of a tolerance for domestic violence. I'm sorry. Go on.
No, I think you're right. Yeah. What does he have to do? Look, you can lead a horse to water. I guess you can't convince them that their boyfriend is abusive and crazy. I think it's a big mistake. And I think sometimes we do have a better perspective on these romances than the people that are in them.
Yeah. But it's the same thing that you see. It's just they're under the microscope because they're celebrities, but how many times have like you had a friend that just kept going back to their jerky ex? And
well, yeah. You know, and the other thing is, if you think this is nobody's business, you shouldn't be, you know, writing a song about that. You know, if you really want it to be private, don't be seen out in public all the time. I feel like they are sort of milking both sides of this thing. You know,
yeah.
they want people out of their business, but also, you know, it's drumming up a lot of publicity.
They're smart about that.
Hmm.
What do you think about Justin and Selena, they can't seem to get it together either. It's like they're also on again, off again.
Yeah,
I think I got a call. Like, could I comment on Justin and Selena getting breaking up again? I was like, they got back together. What? I couldn't keep up with it, but they're like,
I don't know. I think we're holding them to very high standards. They're still young. They're kids. They don't need to settle down yet. It's fine. It's sort of a miracle they've been together this long.
It's fine. Go have your baby mamas, Justin Bieber. What about after celebrities break up? Like, that can be very awkward. You know, there's been all this talk recently about Demi Moore, and, you know, she changed her name to Kutcher, and her Twitter name is Mrs. Kutcher, and she still won't change it. And, like, people are very offended by that. And do you think it's a problem? Do you think she should disassociate herself with the man she was married to?
Well, the irony there is that nobody thought that relationship... Well, first, nobody thought that relationship was real. Everybody was sure that was a publicity ploy. You know, that was like the classic cougar scenario. What's their age difference? They're probably like about 20...
15
almost,
years or something. I didn't do the research before the show,
about... I think it's close to 20 years.
But she's still hot.
Yeah, she's super hot. Fine, we'll give her that. But nobody thought that relationship would last. And then guess what? It kept going and going and going.
It's a long
and so I think
system.
It must be a big blow. Also, the way the whole thing went down with that, you know, with that, the leaks and the videos and the photos from San Diego. Wasn't there like a girl in San Diego who posted pictures of herself with him in the hotel room? And
it's very suspicious.
Yeah. Not just suspicious. I think, it was like really suspicious. She should keep her Twitter name. That's perfectly fine. No one wants to give up millions of followers, but that must be a really tough situation.
Oh, Demi Moore.
Tear.
What about couples that aren't together anymore that you think maybe should be together? Do you still reminisce about Jen and Brad? I know I do because of my unnatural love for Justin Theroux. I can't believe I just outed myself on my very first UBN radio show.
So it's more of a revenge love there. You want them to split up.
But she was really cute with Brad. I mean, but I love Angelina. I don't have a problem with that. But are there people that you reminisce about? You must have done you did so much research for this book.
The book has been on the shelves for a little while now, and there are some relationships that I held up as the perfect examples of love and romance, and how could this possibly be? Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman come up as one, right?
Done.
30 years of marriage. They're the perfect Hollywood couple. How do they do it? You know? Meanwhile, we find out allegedly Mr. DeVito has been hooking up with, you know, PAs on sets and sort of actresses wanting to get parts for years now. And it's all a lie. It's all a tiny little short lie.
Oh. Dun-dun-dun. Well, producer Natasha.
Yes.
I'm curious to know, we haven't talked about your celebrity crushes. Do you have any celebrity crushes?
Oh, I really like Blake Griffin. The Clippers player?
Oh, you went into sports.
I like the sports. I like the sports players.
You like that kind. Mm-hmm. Dude with a guitar doesn't do it for you.
Nah.
What about you, Iran?
You don't want to get with a baller. I've been working on a lot of shows, casting different, you know, ex-wives, ex-girlfriends, and that's the worst thing you could possibly do for your love life.
I feel like if you get him while they're young, though, he's still like 23, Blake Griffin. So,
do you think that makes the difference?
Yeah, totally. You get him while they're young. That's what Kobe's wife did, but she just didn't do it right.
I was going to say, that worked
out
great for her.
How do you do it right?
Well, actually, it probably did work out great for her.
Yeah.
Financially.
They were getting divorced, and now they're back together again.
Oh, but either way, she has a nice check coming her way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. So.
But, you know.
But she got him when he was young, too, about 23.
Love. I want love.
Do you guys
want
to hear about some crazy celebrity divorces?
Yes.
Harrison Ford, was married to Melissa Matheson, screenwriter. $85 million she got when they split up. Right?
That's a little chunk of change.
That's good. Michael Jordan and, is it Juanita? 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 $168 million.
Yeah, it was like the third highest.
That was like the biggest, yeah.
So you're right. So basketball players, higher payout.
Don't
smart.
You think they all have prenups
Producer
now?
Natasha knows what's going on. Yeah, what do you think about prenups? Like, because it's also like, if a celebrity is coming into a relationship with another celebrity, like, you don't know who's going to who's going to take off?
I'm old fashioned. I actually believe in the whole thing about marriages being forever. So I don't buy the prenup thing. Also, I don't have millions of dollars, so I didn't have to worry about it.
Yet.
But yeah, I think it's like, if you're going in with that intention, just don't get married. What's the point? No. Do you have a prenup?
No. No, but I understand, like, if for some people that, you know, if
well, especially if you have real estate or you come from family with money, or, you know, it's just more than just your own money. But I understand the whole
I feel
concept.
Like it's always the family that gets involved. They don't like this guy. They don't like that girl. They think she's a hoe. Get up, and they force you to get the prenup.
And they're usually right.
They are always right.
I actually had a client. I have a client whose now wife was engaged before, and she broke up with her fiance basically over the prenup because his family got so crazy. And the reality was, like, they had money, but she had money too. But they were treating her like she was like this gold digger. But I guess it worked out because she ended up meeting the love of her life. So sometimes I think everything works out the way it's supposed to.
And other states are more difficult, you know. In the state of New York, to get a divorce, you're entitled to half of everything. That's already right in the books. So
from jump.
From, yeah, exactly. So
9 years, ten years in California. I had a boss that was like on a rampage trying to get divorced and as quickly as possible so she didn't have to give her spouse half.
Well, you know, Katy Perry and Russell Brand didn't have any prenup. But, you know, I think, you know, they ended up, they're about the same wealth. Maybe no, I think Katy Perry probably has way more money. But Russell apparently refused to take any of her money when they split.
Well, he's already got one pair of leather pants. Why does he need two?
Yeah. Does he wash them?
Look like it.
That's what I wonder. Okay. So you mentioned Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman, who are no longer together. She doesn't have to change her name, though, at least.
Actually, I think they're trying to reconcile, is the last I heard.
What about Courtney Cox and David Arquette? They always seem like such a sweet couple. Still best friends, maybe, right?
Maybe. So who do you think now? Who's the person that you'll end up eating your words about 2 years from now? No, I'm kidding. Who do you think is really like the celebrity?
Who's going to make it or who's not going to make it?
Who's going to make it?
Who's going to make it next? So who's getting together that...
It's a tough call. All of my greatest couples have fallen this year. Heidi Klum and Seal, like...
What do you think
really
of maybe...
Really been a bad year for love.
George Clooney has been with Stacey Keibler for a long time.
There's no way that dude ever settles down.
No, it's not happening. All right, so you're here the day before Valentine's Day. Irati Al, author of Sex Degrees of Separation, believes that love is dead. Who do you think the best matchmakers are, though, for people? Like... Who is good at setting, if you're a single celebrity, how do you meet someone aside from being, you know, on set and dating your co-star?
I think a lot of them do get set up by, you know, their agents or their managers. I don't know if that's the best thing because Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston were set up by their managers. But I think it's people that you know who aren't in competition with you, right? You're not going to get set up by, you know, the other actress on the set.
Yeah, it's... Well, you might, though, if they're, like, trying to get somebody off their back or... I don't know. Is it sort of like a Hollywood arranged marriage situation?
Well, there should be a J-date for celebrities, right? There should be C-date.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start that. C-date.com.
There are some celebrities that have used... online dating. Essence Atkins very famously met her husband, I believe, on Match.com, but on a dating site. And there's been all this press about it. She's just, I mean, I guess he didn't recognize her or something like that. I guess you have to be kind of a certain level of famous where people like go, she looks kind of familiar. But it's one of those things. And like when I moved to Hollywood, I would always see people when I was out and wonder, did I go to high school with them or college or are they friends with my friend or, oh, wait, they're on TV.
Right. The assistant coach on Friday Night Lights or something.
Oh,
like that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then I actually had a friend who was on a reality show and people used to come up to her and they'd say, I know you from somewhere. And she would give them the hardest time. She'd be like, yeah, I don't know. Did you go to this high school? Did you? And she would just like run them through the ringer. She would never say like, yeah, you know me from this reality show. It was so uncomfortable, but it was kind of funny at the same time. Okay, we have a special segment coming up. We have Dr. Holly on the line, and I promised you for Valentine's Day, we'd be talking about toys.
What you mean I don't need you no more? 'Cause I don't. I got a bag full of toys, and I don't need none of your boys. So you can hit every chick on the block, 'cause I'm gonna be all right once I turn this power on, you dig?
Okay, that was one of my favorite Missy Elliott songs. We're getting a little bit raunchy here on UBN Radio. I have on the line Dr. Holly. She is actually my best friend of over 20, producer Natasha wrote over 20 years, but really it's more like 25, 30. But she is my go-to source when we're talking sex toys. And she did a very popular segment on our show in the past. So we're going to be having her as a regular guest here on Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D. Please welcome Dr. Holly and Toys for Tots. Holly.
Hello.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hello. I'd just like to say there's a 15-year age spread between Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher. And my celebrity crush is Tom Hardy. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Tom Hardy. Interesting. Interesting. So we're talking toys today. I don't know if celebrities use toys. I don't know if anyone in this room uses toys. But, you know, I think sometimes people assume that they're just for single people. It's like, oh, you can't get a date. Like, here, you know, use this dildo. But there are actually some things that you can do as a couple that can enhance your sexual experience together using certain products. So this Valentine's Day, if there are people listening who maybe have a partner that they want to spice things up with, what are some good toys that they can kind of ease into the toy process with?
Sure. So, yeah, absolutely. The myth of the sad, lonely girl who has to go get her vibrator on a Friday night, I mean, just not true. I mean, toys are, yes, for singles. They're also for couples. And you know, as I said in your show, a toy doesn't necessarily mean you have to jump into, you know, whips and chains and dildo. You know, you can ease in gently, and I never have to go to that. You can ease in gently with kind of starter toys and see where it takes you. So, since you had talked to me about the topic, I wrote down what I thought would be very appropriate toys that you could use on Valentine's Day.
Dr. Holly,
you know,
we're losing you a little bit. You're calling from a landline, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Oh, how weird. Technology. Maybe we'll have you call back in and see if we can get a clearer connection.
Sure, absolutely.
While she's calling back in, Erod kind of shared a little secret with me. can I tell the listeners?
Okay. Yeah.
So Erod's wife used to work for nerve.com, which actually is the site that I met my husband on, but it was kind of, I know, how romantic, a erotic online magazine. But no, they had a really cool personal section that had a lot of smart, funny, clever people. And that's where I met my husband. But at her job was kind of to research all of these like crazy people and things so that they could write about it for the magazine. I'm sure she saw some weird things in the
shit she would bring home would blow your mind. She was assigned to basically write these profiles of people working in different, I guess you'd call it sex adjacent jobs. Like they weren't prostitutes, but she interviewed, a Russian waxing lady who talked all about the different kinds of labia that she has to deal with when she's waxing people in very blunt sort of Russian accented terms. She, did a piece about a company that made molds of porn stars' vaginas. You know, because when you need a, when you want a vagina, you want it to be an accurate representation of whatever star you love.
Of course you
do. And so she had the whole process down where basically they take this alginate gel, pour it on the vagina. Now the woman has to just, like, you know, relax and stay still for a little. It's just like a pap
smear. How do you relax with a mold on your vagina?
You know, you just breathe. You just imagine something cold and clammy down there. And then they would form it into, you know, something to put your penis in. Something to put your dick in.
That's so beautiful. And really frightening. So Dr. Holly's going to call back in. We'll be talking about sex toys.
I've got another little interesting
thing. She's
here. Oh, she's back.
But save that because I want to hear it. Dr. Holly, are you there with us?
I'm here. Is this better?
Sure. Yes, slightly.
Okay.
Okay, so you were saying for Valentine's Day.
Right. So I kind of wrote a list of what would some non-intimidating couples toys that, you know, would create a nice romantic atmosphere for Valentine's Day. So number one, first of all, this is all about different sensations. Now, the obvious sensation, you know, we all know. But you can also think of sensations as hot and cold, as, you know, maybe putting on a blindfold and, you know, using like a feather tickle. You don't have to go shades of gray just because we talk about blindfold. So one of the things on my list, blindfold. Another thing that goes along with the blindfold and the sensation is a feather teaser. You know, they're $10. You can probably find, you can get them at Spencer's.
Or you could just go buy some feathers at Michael's or something.
you could buy feathers at Michael's, absolutely. And, you know, it's, again, sensations. Along that line, there are these candles that you can buy called massage candles. And if you don't like the idea of a wax, they also come in organic, soy. And what you do is you light them, and they burn like a normal candle, and they have scent to them. Some of them actually come with a pheromone scent. And when this starts to melt, you can actually pour it on your partner's back or other body part, and it's not like using candle wax where it burns. It's just very warm. I've used them before. It's quite nice, and it actually turns into an oil that you can use for a massage. So again, now you're utilizing both the sensation of the heat, and then that turns into a massage.
And how does that come out of sheets?
So
you gotta think practically, right?
Be very careful. No, usually they're fairly innocuous and they come out pretty easily because, it, like I said, it's not like a wax. It is more like oil. So you can generally get a oil out of sheets. So it really shouldn't be any different than that.
So Iran, I have to get a man's perspective because I have a man here. So is that something like you would try with your wife, or if she brought it home, would you be like, what? You're going to burn me.
No. Yeah. That sounds great. That sounds that sounds good. And I wasn't worried about the sheets at all, by the way. That was not foremost on my mind. I mean, my question is, if I come home with the feathers and the wax, how would you recommend actually bringing this up? Is this something that you just... you know, you pull out from, you know, the special box when your partner is naked on the bed? Or is this something you should talk about ahead of time?
Lying naked on the bed with all of these things may not be the way to go about it. Instead, you know, bring a little nicely wrapped box home and just say, hey, I just want to talk to you about maybe spicing things up a little bit. So I bought a few very non-intimidating items, and I was, you know, wondering if you'd be open to trying a little bit of this. You know, don't bring a box full of a lot of different things. Just maybe try one sensation this time. Try hot and cold, you know, something like that, and then just see how that goes, and you can kind of move from there. would be my suggestion.
That's great advice, Dr. Holly. I love having you on the show, and you give such great and practical advice that's good for novices and experienced toy users alike. So we'll be having Dr. Holly again on a future show. I'd like to give a big thanks to Tony Sweet and Ann Walker of the Universal Broadcasting Network. You can listen to my interview. I'll be on Ann's show later today at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time to discuss more Valentine's Day advice. I'd, of course, like to give a huge thanks to our guest, Yerad Eyal. He is the author of Sex Degrees of Separation and, of course, Dr. Holly Stevens of our Toys for Hot segment. If you are dating online, make sure to stop by DearMrsD.com to sign up for a free 15-minute profile evaluation. And if you're in the L.A. area, we have some events coming up. You can check our calendar. On February 19th, we have Yoga for Singles at City Yoga, and I'll be also doing a partnership with Match.com on February 27th for Match.com female members. So check out our website to learn more. This show is produced by Dear Mrs. D Productions and has been made possible by Tony Sweet, Ann Walker, UBN Radio, Natasha Lewin, our wonderful producer, Huffington Post, Match, Your Tango, and J-Date. Thank you again for joining us, Yerad.
Thank you.
I'm Dear Mrs. D. Until next time, you can catch us on youtube.com/DearMrsD and on UBN Radio. Remember to like us through Facebook and Twitter and keep up with us on DearMrsD.com. We'll see you again next Friday at 2 p.m. when we discuss He Said, She Said. We'll be featuring Michelle from 365 Dates and Brian Donovan, author of Not a Match, My True Tales of Online Dating Disasters, who will each give us the male and female perspectives on online dating. Until then, happy dating and have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
In the future, talk radio will actually educate, inspire, and make you think. The future is now. Topics and music that affect your life from Universal Broadcasting Network. Tune in at UBNRadio.com.